Here, the move to lift the national terror warning to high is imminent, and that would signal an attack in Australia is considered likely.
Terrorism has changed the world, and Australia is not immune. But the way of life we all value so highly must go on.
Listen to me.
If you see something unusual or suspicious, use your judgment. If it doesn't add up, ring up. Let's look out for Australia.
So far, it's not spelled out what the exact threat is. Will you be lifting the national terrorism public alert threat level from medium to high?
The government will respond to any advice that ASIO gives it promptly. The matter is under active consideration. Now, we do have a situation at the moment in which Mr. Irvine and others have said, well, we are facing a higher level of threat than we have for some time.
Police and security agencies are working hard, but you could help them complete the picture. If you see anything suspicious, call the 24-hour National Security Hotline and help protect Australia from terrorism. Call 1800 123 400. Trained operators take every call seriously and you can remain anonymous.
The underlying assumption of the whole terrorist hotline, I think, is questionable. Trained intelligence officers with many, many years of experience in counter-terrorism find it virtually impossible to identify at first glance who is or who isn't a terrorist.
Well, they serve a general public awareness, public information purpose.
Some say the greatest threat to America comes from other nations.
Weapons of mass destruction are being offered to terrorists all over the world.
The laws he swore to uphold are at risk.
Global chaos is about to consume every country on Earth.
At a time of increasing tension, there's panic in the air and terror on the ground.
Who is it?
We live in a time of unparalleled danger.
An attack from the shadows.
We live in a time of unparalleled danger.
Danger, danger.
We live in a time of unparalleled danger.
A government held hostage.
We live in a time of unparalleled danger.
One would expect there to be additional measures, additional policing at events where there are large numbers of the public gathered, for example. I don't want to go into a sector-by-sector discussion consistent with ASIO's advice, and that is a matter which the plans of that kind, that this is not a political decision, not a political decision of politicians.
Tell us, if you can, how the laws, as you perceive them, are operating in Britain, because we are getting very similar versions of them here in Australia if the government has its way.
Well, the laws are operating. What you will get in Australia is almost blanket surveillance that there is in Britain. This has been useful for telling the police after the event that the suicide bombers had been on their way to do their job. But it hasn't, like the Prevention of Terrorism Act itself and all the draconian measures that that brought in, it hasn't actually prevented anything.
All of this talk about Australia copying Britain is not quite right. They, in fact, have greater safeguards than what Australia is contemplating.
We live in a time of unparalleled danger.
No.
As our troops defend America in the war on terror, they must have what it takes to win.
Second one. Hit the other one.
Bradley fighting vehicles. Patriot missiles.
Hit the other one.
B-2 stealth bombers.
Truck, sir.
Danger.
Danger.
Is there anybody in the truck? Wait for movement.
F-18 fighter jets.
Go ahead and store that. Auto range store. Okay. Everybody ready to move.
Are we prepared for the new threats of the 21st century? A Defense Department panel says no.
Coming up, why the U.S. is being warned to beef up its nuclear arsenal. The details straight ahead.
The new aim and ways development should be to attack and eliminate the leaders.
Maybe I'm not the right guy to analyze any kind of Iraqi action. I don't really care.
Don't look down, but the Shiites have hit the fan.
Keep your head down there, Abdul.
You have destroyed the enemy of Islam. God has declared war.
Here's a guy from Al Jazeera yesterday.
More U.S. troop deaths reported in Iraq.
Given a report.
God has declared war.
All of a sudden,
the recent rash of kidnappings and beheadings there.
One of these 2,000 pounders goes off. We don't care.
You're not going to win their hearts and minds.
So let's knock this place down.
Last time.
What is worrying you the most?
At the moment, the
with the international situation now, it's under the control, I think, of some of the most power-hungry people in the world. It is power. That's why I'm worried about these latest terrorist law, anti-terrorist laws. When you get people who are absolute fanatical about power and achieving power and controlling people who want more power, I start worrying. And so the biggest problem in the world today is people who want to control other people, other countries, other resources, right? And the strongest is we're the righteous, we're the most correct. You know, I think of the people, the young soldiers, for nearly 2,000 American soldiers have died in Iraq. I think of those. I think of the brave people who are actually opposed to these things. So what am I worried about? I'm worried about control, the control of ordinary people.
So to expect Mrs. Smith or Mrs. Jones to identify a terrorist and then dob them into the terrorist hotline, I think is simply a ludicrous assumption. I think as it stands at the moment, it seems to me that the terrorist hotline is very much a sort of taxpayer-funded avenue for vigilantism.
We are facing a higher level of threat. And we have for some time.
Terrorism. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.